4. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray for Pastor Joelle as he preaches today. Lord Jesus, thank you for Joelle. Bless him and his work. Bless his sermon. Holy Spirit, come anoint him, empower him. May the words that he speaks be your words. May the words that he speak be words of challenge and comfort, of encouragement and conviction. We pray that the words that he speak would not be his own, but truly yours. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome again for those who are here for the first time. Ma'am, special welcome to you. Last night, all of you know that I always talk about sports. I'm not going to talk about rugby. But there was a big fight last night. I think it was Joshua or... I woke up this morning and I was wondering who won. Who won this fight? Joshua. That's not fair. Something happened. Something happened this last weekend. There was a fight going on. And today, someone came victorious. There is no other contender that can defeat this one. And that's Jesus. Our scripture, I'll be reading from a couple of scripture also, in addition to the passage that we have heard. My message today, it just a thought came to my mind. I've been going to Christmas, to Easter service ever since I was a kid. And then we have hot cross bun and all the wonderful things that, and somehow it becomes a normal part of our calendar. Yeah? And many times we pass Easter, it's just another holiday. This theme that came, and I said, what is it, Lord, that you want to do to me this Easter? And one of my prayers is that he will increase and strengthen my faith in him. Yeah? Sometimes we think that we have arrived, we have done. And that's the situation we saw here. Life is going to bring us to our knees. The thought that came is that many times our seeking and our longing and our belief in what God has for us, or our trust in Him for the impossible, stops where our faith stops. Sometimes we find ourselves that we have come to that place that we don't know how to trust God anymore. That my faith and my seeking and my determination and my prayer and my dedication stops when my faith stops. Have you felt like that sometimes? This is what happened to the disciples on the day of Easter. Before that, we know that Jesus, the suffering that he went through, one of the way the Romans, when they persecute criminals, they would hang over their head the crime that they've committed. And they carry the cross. And then when they are nailed to the cross, they would put this card with the crime that they've committed and nail it together on top of the head. And with Jesus, it was the King of the Jew. Paul says to the Corinthians, he says that he who knew no sin, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we can be made righteous with God. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ took on the full punishment for the sin of the entire human race, as if he was the one that committed it all. He took it upon himself. He died a humble death. That could really cause some doubt to his followers who were following him, who witnessed the suffering, their love for him, and saw the recklessness of what he went through. It says here in Luke chapter 24, you will see also in John chapter 20, that when the women came, you know, they were the main character of this resurrection. The women represent a culture of their time that women were nothing. They have the lowest in this culture. And yet, the gospel speaks highly of them, of their encounter with God. You know, when they came to the tomb, the more I thought about it, they were not coming for a risen Savior. They were coming for the body of Jesus Christ. They brought spices. They bought the oil. Yeah? The angel came and reminded them. And he said to them, "Have you forgotten what he told you?" Many times when we come to the end of ourselves, we forgot who is with us. Amen? And this is what happened to, I feel for them. I feel for this woman. I had a wonderful time just talking with my wife and my two children last night. We sat down and have a family time and pray for each other and affirm one another, and ask for forgiveness for each other. See, the resurrection this day, not only it reminds us of the victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, but also where we are at in his victory. When we look at, turn with me to John, it also speaks of the same picture, the gospel, talking about this. Early on the first day, Mary came to the tomb, and then it was empty. The first thing they come to mind was, somebody took his body. We have to find. And look, he says that the angels came and said, why are you still looking? Have you forgotten what he told you? This Sunday is about reflecting on our hearts and see where we have swung back in our faith, in our relationship with Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, it speaks of the powerful demonstration of God through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's amazing to see that. Let me just read it out to you. As for you, you were dead in your... Let me get back here. Verse chapter 1. He said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realm, far above all rulers and authorities and powers and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Mary doesn't have this vision. The stone was rolled away, not because Jesus, to allow Jesus to come out, no, but for the women to come in and see the empty tomb. I like this encounter. Here, in our human strength, that we see things from the eyes of our brokenness. The angel, I like what he said to the ladies, what are you looking for? And then in John, he described that the angels, that Jesus asked the woman, he said, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? That's not a question you ask someone who's coming to the burial site, yeah? Who have witnessed the death and the torment of those that she loved. Why are you crying? Yeah? But in the eyes of heaven, it is not crying. It is the victory, the triumph of the Son of Man who came and humbled himself, who considered himself nothing, who depended on the Father, who say, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. The one who took on the pain. But in our human brokenness and our human love, and I see here, it's amazing. This is from John chapter 20. Now Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one on the head and the other at the front. They ask, Woman, why are you crying? And this is her reply. They have taken the Lord away, she said. I don't know where they've put him. At this, she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, Woman, why are you crying? And who is it you're looking for? Mary thought that Jesus was the gardener. How is our faith? Is our faith like Mary? Are we clouded with our own limitation that we have forgotten who Jesus is and his promise? The angels remind Mary. See, Jesus comes to where we are, knowing our limitation, our humanity, our brokenness, knowing the little faith we have. But here comes the resurrected Savior, the one who rules over all things. And he said a powerful word to Mary. I want you to listen to this. He said this to Mary, very powerful. He said, Mary. He says her name. I love that. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, means teacher. Jesus said, do not hold on to me. For I have not ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her. Our faith, if there is something that we can get from the resurrection, that today, that no matter what we are going through, what question you have, or what trials you or somebody you know and you care about are going through, remember that even Christ came in a very personal way and speak to us, just like he did to Mary on the grave. A resurrected faith. Mary had this relationship with Jesus, but she had no idea the magnitude, the power, yeah, of who she is connecting to. She has no idea that Jesus Christ has done what man cannot do, and that is to have power over sin and evil and death, Two things that men have no power of: death and evil. In evil, we are fallen nature. In death, we will die. Jesus overcame what mankind cannot do. He rose from the grave. I love this. I hope that you like that this Easter is not just another holiday for us. Wherever you are in your life right now, whatever it is that you are believing in God for, whatever it is that is deep down in the cry of your heart that nobody else knows that you are longing for, whatever brokenness that we may represent, whatever mourning that we are carrying with us, just like Jesus did to Mary in the empty tomb, he called out her name. In other words, Jesus is saying, I am here. I am alive. I am with you. Isn't this exciting? I think this is amazing. That no matter how long we've been a Christian, we need our faith to be strengthened. There are times we need that whisper. There are times we need to know that God is with us, because we have our own limitation. We have our eyes that we cannot see everything, and God comes and opens our eyes. If Mary and the disciple, I don't blame them because of what they went through. I would be looking at my watch. Second day, third day, your heart is pumping, you know. When Fiji was playing in the finals in the Olympics, I couldn't bear. I was so nervous I might have a heart attack, so I didn't watch the finals. It's too painful to imagine the loss and the humility, you know. Yeah, I will carry it for months. Yeah? So the next day, I didn't pay attention. So I said to my wife, so did you hear anything? And we start looking at the news. I didn't go to the Olympic. Oh, who won the finals? No, you slowly move into that. And then you realize how Fiji defeated United Kingdom and won the gold medal. Sometimes we're like that. But with God, it's different. When he says, this is what the angels say to Mary. Have you forgotten what he told you? That on the third day he will rise again. Julie, have you forgotten God's word for you? Have we forgotten his promises for us, for our family, for our children? Resurrected faith. That today, that our faith will be renewed, will be revived, because we have a powerful force, and that is the love of Jesus. Unconditional love towards us. He rose, he came, he died, and he rose again, and then he turned up to Mary, said, Mary, I'm here. And the whole history of the whole world changed. Hey, Mary, do you know what happened today? All humanity have a chance for eternal life. I am here. Sometimes we forgot that power. Like me, I was too afraid to watch my team, and that I forgot their ability and their capacity to win. Many times we forgot that. So I encourage us today, whatever faith that remains in you today, that our prayer that God would strengthen us, that he will revive our faith in him, that he would revive our cry, that he would revive us in our brokenness, and share with him his resurrection. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can stand here and pray and sing. Why? Because we serve a risen Savior. Not only that we serve a risen Savior, that in you we've been raised together. In you we've been seated together in the heavenly places. And that's what your word said. We want to thank you for the opportunity, the privilege that you've given us to know you, to experience your mercy, and the transformation power of your work and your death and your resurrection. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite us, if we can stand up together.